Chapter 15. The Festival of the Winter Moon. What was I thinking? This has got to be the stinkiest, ugliest festival ever thrown in the history of Equestria, Rarity cried out, shaking her head in shame. She was wearing a scratchy ceremonial robe made of brown wool. At least it kept her warm in the snow.
You got that right, snarked Rainbow Dash as she flew across the field.
She had a clothespin on her nose to protect her from the stench of her garlic necklace.
These bad snow ponies Princess Luna asked me to make instead of snow castles look like the Smooze, but with wings.
Rainbow patted the side of the bat pony she was working on, and the wing fell off.
Make that one wing.
Not to worry. I can help with that, Rarity said. She shot some magic at the snow ponies. It didn't do much good. The things still looked hideous.
Oh, drat. Looking good, Pinkie Pie called out.
She bounced over, her fluffy fuchsia mane still managed to bob up and down underneath her cupcake-shaped winter hat.
Hey, they really match the decorations, Rainbow Dash.
Pinkie,
Rainbow said, touching her hooves down to the snowy ground.
There are no decorations, remember? They're invisible.
Right, Pinkie Pie replied, winking. You got it.
Okay, everypony, let's all take our places, Twilight called out from the tent where her educational exhibit was set up. Princess Luna will be here any moment. The town's ponies looked to one another in excitement, scrambling to find a good spot to stand when she arrived. The Cutie Mark Crusaders made their way to the front of the crowd. Apple Bloom was a bundle of nerves. No pony could see the fear in her eyes while she was wearing moon glasses.
Do you think she'll like it?
She better, said Scootaloo with an anxious smile, because this stuff is all pretty weird.
She gestured to the scene. Ponies milling about in brown wool cloaks, moon glasses, and garlic necklaces. Snow smoozes, the horde of ug bugs, and an educational tent. No pretty lights or decorations.
I know, Sweetie Belle bit her lip. Plus that banana peel pudding is the yuckiest thing I've ever tasted. You two aren't helping me feel better, you know, griped Apple Bloom, frowning.
She straightened up. There was one thing left that she had to be proud of.
At least I invited some special guests.
Who are they?
Sweetie Belle asked.
It's a surprise,
Apple Bloom reminded her with a smile.
Stop asking me, you'll see.
The hubbub of the crowd grew louder, and Apple Bloom looked to the sky. The princesses of Equestria were approaching in their carriages. In the front was Princess Celestia, her sparkling white carriage pulled by two royal guards of the sun. Behind her was the guest of honor herself, Princess Luna. Her two bat pony guards, Echo and Nocturne, soared toward the field.
There they are!
The ponies called out in excitement. The princesses landed softly on a bank of snow and trotted over to the festival entrance. Twilight Sparkle and all her friends cantered over and lined up to greet them.
Hide me, cried Rarity, looking down at her cloak. This all seemed better in theory.
Welcome, Princess Luna,
Apple Bloom read from a scroll.
In honor of all that you do and the moon up above, we have planned this here first annual Winter Moon Festival.
Apple Bloom forced a cheesy smile.
A new royally decreed holiday.
Surprise! The ponies cheered.
Yay, Princess Luna!
Luna stood, frozen. Her face was blank. She momentarily forgot that she was supposed to be acting surprised. Princess Celestia gave her a little nudge as if to say, Remember our deal?
My stars! Princess Luna gasped. Thou didst this all for me?
She motioned to the snowy field full of bugs and garlic. She bowed, stifling a giggle. Thank you, dearest ponies of Ponyville. It's wonderful. Princess Luna trotted toward the crowd. She took in the silly scene, admiring how flawlessly the ponies had executed her odd suggestions. Everything was here. Wow, Luna whispered to herself, finally understanding what her sister had been trying to tell her. This was completely different than the Summer Sun Celebration or Nightmare Night.
This wasn't a holiday dedicated to her mistakes as Nightmare Moon. This was a party meant to celebrate everything she'd done right, not the way she scared the ponies of Equestria. Suddenly, a series of loud screams came from the back of the crowd.